This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good to everyone. Bruchim Abayim. We continue in Masechet Yevamos. Tonight's daf is daf Chaf Amud Aleph. And we're going to begin 5 lines from the bottom on Yotes Amud Beis. Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Zvid. Kamei de Rav Huna. Rav Menashe Bar Zvid was sitting before Rav Huna. V'yosef, and they were sitting, V'ka'amar, my time of Rav Shimon. What is the rationale of Rav Shimon that if you do Yibum, if Shimon does Yibum and then Levi's born, and Levi is not contemporary with Reuven, Levi is allowed to do Yibum? Says Gemara, my time of Rav Shimon. What do you mean, what's the reason of Rav Shimon? Kedamar time of the Gemara said the reason. Hoyel Ubao, Matzah Beheter, because when Levi came to the scene, he found Eshes Reuven Beheter already married to Shimon. V'loyam dolav sha'achas b'isser, and she never stood even 1 hour b'isser. Ela my time of the Rabbanon. The question is, what's the reason of the Rabbanon? Why the Rabbanon hold? This is a problem of Eshes Achiv Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai. Says the Gemara, Amar Kra, V'lak Chaloi Le'isha, and she will take him as a wife, V'yibma, and she will do Yibba, and he will do Yibam to her. So why does it have to say V'yibma? He'll take her as a wife. We darshan adayin yivumim harishonim aleha. The original Yibum remains on her. Rashi explains, Afagav, the bottom Rashi, Shekansa, even though Shimon married her, Adayin Kru Yivama, she's still called a Yivama. And Bezos Hashem, after this year, we're going to do Mamish 3 minutes of Rebbe Chanan, just being Masber, the Shita of the Rabbanon. In other words, what do the Rabbanon hold? Are they arguing on Reb Shimon Svara? Do they say that it's not do they disagree with the premise of Layam Dalav Sha'achas Be'isr? What exactly is the Svara of the Rabbanon? And the Pashup Shat, the original Yibam, remains. So now the Gemara has a kasha on that. If you're going to say that the original Yibam remains, Elahadetnan, that which we learned in a Mishnah, Kansa, if he married her, Harehi Kishta L'chol Davar, if a Yava marries a Yavama, she becomes like his wife for all matters. Number one, we see that you could divorce her with a get and you don't need to give her chalitza. And number two, you could bring her back and we're not concerned that the zika from Reuven from you. In other words, if you marry a woman, if you do Yibam to a woman, so very nice, you had a heter on the Eshesach, but what if you divorce her? So now that original Eshesach is still there. I mean, she was Eshes Reuven, and now you're not marrying her in a context of Yibum. So maybe if you divorce her, you should not be able to take her back. So there are two chidushim. We say, Olakach Aloy Le'isha, that she becomes your wife fully, that there's no Zika, you don't need to give Chalitza, and you could take her back. So why don't we say the same thing? Shimon marries her, so this woman becomes full-fledged wife of Shimon. Says Gemara, Hasam Nami Lema V'yibma. Why don't we say here also, V'yibma Adayin Yivumen Harishayin Malea. The original Yibum is on her, and therefore you now have to take her back. V'tibay Chalitza. And number one, The words of the Gemara are, if the Adayin Yivumim Harishayim Aleha, and she's always considered a Yivama of Reuven, then if you want to get rid of her, you should have to give her Chalitza. And furthermore, I believe the Rishayim say, that you shouldn't be allowed to take her back. Says Gemara, no, Shani Hasam the Amar Krav, V'lakhalay Le'isha, and you'll take her as a wife, Kiven Shalakha, once you take her, Nasas Kishta L'chodava, she becomes like his wife for everything. So we have somewhat of a stira, like a meneo bei stira, namely, on the one hand, ulakach alay leisha v'yibma implies that she still has the status of yivama, and that is why the rabbanon say that she's considered eishes achiv shalai ba'ilama even after Shimon marries her. But on the other hand, if Shimon wants to divorce her, he doesn't have to give her chalitza, and he's allowed to take her back. So why is it that regarding Shimon, we say, Ula kach aloy le'isha, she's a full-fledged wife. And Lagabe Levi, we say V'yibma, she's still a Yivama from Reuven. I mean, the first part of the pasuk is somewhat contradictory to the second part. Ulakachaloi Leisha implies she's a full-fledged wife, I don't have to give her chalitza and I could take her back. And V'yibma implies that she still has on her the baggage from Reuven. So Gemara says, well, the reason why you don't have to give her chalitza and you could take her back, Damar Krov, Lakha Leisha, Kivan Shalakha Nasis Kishel Chal Davar. Says Mari Hachi Hachanami, if so, here also, Levi should be allowed to marry Eshes Shemoin because she is full-fledged Eshes Shemoin. So Gemara says, no, Haksiv Akasarachman of Yibma. The Pasuk says, and he will be Meyabim her, which implies that she still has the baggage from Reuven. So says the Gemara, Maros, why do you see fit to darshan it this way? In other words, why is it that Legabe Shimon, Shimon doesn't have to give her chalitza and Shimon could take her back? And Legabe Levi, she's considered a Yavama from Reuven. Says the Gemara, Mistavra Shadi Hatera, Ahatera v'shadi Yisura Yisura. Why does it see, it's logical that we should place a heter on a situation which is mutter, and we should place an isser on a situation which is aser. Rashi, we're going to place a heter to darshan ulakacha, that she doesn't need chalitza on the heter. For example, Shimon's marrying her was completely beheter, because he was meyabe meshes ach, and therefore we're going to say he doesn't have to give her chalitza and he could take her back. And Levi, who we're going to say to him, she's considered a Yavama from Reuven, he remains the Isser because he is Eisha Sachar Shalai Bai Lamai. So it's Mestaber to utilize the first part of the Pasuk for Shimon who married her Beheter, and the second part of the Pasuk V'yivma for Levi who still who has a tzad of Isser, namely Eishas Achav Shalaya B'Lamai. So now the Gemara asks a very simple question, and the only thing that would make it complicated is if you look at a chart. So don't look at any charts, and we're going to keep it simple. Elo Me'ata Achoisoi Me'imoi Shenasa Achav Me'aviv. Let's say like this. Your sister from your mother that married your brother from the father. Basically, a guy married his father's wife's daughter. So this, they don't have a common father and they don't have a common mother. So they're allowed to marry. You're allowed to marry your father's wife's daughter. There's no problem with that. And then what happened was, you had another brother, Eshesach, then a brother was born. And then, brother A died, Reuven died. So like this, Reuven married a woman. This woman happened to be nothing to him. This woman happened to be not related to him. In other words, Reuven's father married Shprinsa's mother. So Reuven can marry Shprinsa, and Reuven married Shprinsa. Now, Reuven's father and Shprinsa's mother had a son, and when Reuven died, Shimon is now a Yavam, prospective Yavam, and to who? To Shprinsa. And Shprinsa is his sister from the same mother. Now, how in the world could he do Yibam to her? But the Gemara is asking, he should be able to do Yibam to her. Elameyata achoisoi me'imoi, your sister from your mother, shenasa achiv me'aviv, that marries your brother from the father, v'yacha kach nolerach, and then your brother was born. Umeis, and then Reuven dies. Tisyabim, Reuven, Shimon should be able to do Yibam to his sister from the mother, Hoyl uba umatza beheter, since he came and he found her in a state of heter. So what happened was, a sister from your mother married your brother from the father before you were born. And then when he was born, he found that this woman was married to his brother. He should be able to do Yibam. Why? Because when he came to the scene, this woman was mutter to him. She was married already to his brother, and now she falls to him in Yibam. Now, I don't really understand the question, Bechlal. Because Bishlam, on the case where Reb Shimon matters, the fact that this woman married Shimon, so now she's considered Eshes Shimon, and Shimon sort of deactivated the fact that she was Eshes Reuven. But the fact that Reuven married this woman, that doesn't negate the fact that she is Shimon's sister from the mother. So the Gemara says, well, Isser Achos Heichanoza, why should Shimon be able to marry his sister? Where did the Isser of sister go? Says the Gemara, Hachanami Isser Achav Shoy Ba'olam Heichanoza. Well, if Shimon marries Eshes Reuven, where did the Isser of Eshes Reuven go? Says the Gemara, what kind of question is that? Isser of Eshes Reuven is an Isser that could have a heter. Isser of Achosai is not an Isser that could have a heter. Hai Isura Delesai Hetera. The Isser of Achosai is an Isser that doesn't have a heter. Hai Isura De Islai Hetera. But Eshes Reuven is an Isser that has a heter. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Isser Achosai Lesai Hetera. Avl Isser Eshes Achosai Hetera. Kishe in Loi Banim. The Yisra Veshesach has a heter when there are no children. Hilkach kishamis rishain. B'lai banim, when the first one dies without children, paka yisur legabe sheni. His Yisra vanishes regarding the second one, the Nasa, and he marries her. Vashlishi mikach sheni ba, and the third brother is taking the place of the second brother. Okay, Marv Raboisai, Vaiter Gagangen. So far, so good. Says the Holy Mishnah, Klal Amru B'Yivama, they said a general principle about Yivama, Kol Shehi Yisr Evra, anytime the woman is an Yisr Evra, Lo Chaletzes, Lo Misyabemes, you don't do Chalitza, and you don't do Yivam. Yisr Mitzvah, if she's an Yisr Mitzvah, the Mishnah will explain what that means, the Mishnah will say what that means, Be'Yisr Kedusha, Chaletzes, Lo Misyabemes, you can't do Yivam, but you do Chalitza. Achoisa shehi yivimta. Choyletzes oy misyabemes. This is the case. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven happens also to be married to Levi's daughter. Now Reuven and Shimon die, and Eshes Reuven and Eshes Shimon fall to Levi. Now typically if two sisters fall to Levi, he can't do yivim to either one because it's achoisa kukasa if you hold yesh zika. But since Eshes Reuven is not only a sister of Eshes Shimon, but she's also the daughter of Levi, so she's not zakuk to Levi, so now Levi could do yibum to Eshes Shimon. Achoisa shehi yivimta, a sister of an erva, you could do chalitza chaletzes oy misyabemes. Isser mitzvah shniyos midibei soifrem. Isser mitzvah, what is Isser mitzvah? The Mishnah interprets Isser Mitzvah are Derabbanans, Shniyos, not actual Arayas, but Shniyos Midivrei Seifrim. Isser Kedusha, what's an Isser Kedusha? Amana L'Kohen Gadol. Isser Kedusha is an Amana to a Kohen Gadol, meaning a Kohen Gadol who's a Yavam and a woman falls to him, and by definition every Yavam is an Amana. Or Gerusha, or if let's say someone's a Kohen. Now, how would a grusha fall to a kayin? Let's say his brother did an isser and married a grusha. Because we know kedushin is toifes to a grusha, even though a kayin's not to marry her. V'chalutza l'kayin hedyad. If a grusha or a chalutza fall to a kayin hedyad, mamzeres u'nesina li'Yisrael. If a mamzeres or a nesina mamzeres, an illegitimate woman who kedushin is toifes to. In other words, let's say your brother was married to a woman who was married from Isser Erva, who was born from an Isser Erva. So your brother was able to consummate a marriage to her. Where Nesina is also, Nesina were Kenanim who faked their identity and Yeshua ben Nun allowed them to Megayer, and then when he discovered that they were Kenanim, he did not kill them. is a machlokes rishayna whether nesinim is an iser d'iraisa or iser d'rabbanan. Let's keep it simple. Let's assume it's an iser d'iraisa. Ubas Yisrael in a sinul mamzer. Or let's say the yavam is an asin or the yavam is a mamzer, so now she can't marry him. Those are iser kedusha. So the Mishnah started off with a klala. The klala is anyone who's an Isser Erva, you don't do chalitza or yibam. Klala asoyimeh. What's this klal coming to include? We know whenever a Mishnah says a klal, it's a general statement that's coming to include other cases. Amara from Bar Papala suyet saras ailanis. That not only is an Erva, you don't do yibam or chalitza, and paters the tzara. So Rav Asi was of the opinion that an ailanis also is an erva, because since the pasuk, this is the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis, since the Torah says Asher Teled, and she remains with Isser Ach, therefore her tzara is a tzara erva, Ukad Rav Asi. V'ikad Armi, and some say Kol Shi Yisura Isser Erva, any woman who is an Isser Erva, who da Asiri Tzarasa? Only she asers the tzara. Haloya Yisura Isser Erva, but if she's not an Isser Erva, but if she's fundamentally excluded from Yibam, let's say the opinion that an islandist doesn't do Yibam because Asher Teled says she doesn't even fall. So then, Hala Yisura Isra Eva, if she's not Isser, Aser within Isra Eva, Tzara Salay Asir, her Tzara is not Aser. Lemute Mai, who does that come to exclude? Meaning, we're saying like this, the Klal is anyone who's Aser, but Isra Eva, the Tzara is Aser. But if it's not Aser B'Isra Erva, the Tzara is not Aser. Who does that come to exclude? Amara from Lemute Tzara's Islandis. This comes to exclude a Tzara's Islandis. Udoloi K'Rav Asi, not like the opinion of Rav Asi. Okay. The Mishnah continues. Achoysa Shehi Yavimta, the sister of an Erva, who's a Yavama, you could do Chalitza or Yivam. Achoysa Deman. So whose sister is this? Because typically, why should you be able to do Yibam to the Erva, to the sister of the Erva? Isn't it Achoysu Kukasai? So you say no, because the other woman is a full-fledged Erva. So now that's what the Gemara is trying to determine. Achoysu Deman, who is she a sister of? Ilema de Isser Mitzvah. If she's a sister of a woman whose Erva status is only Drabanan. Kivan de Medai Raisa, Damya, Ramya, Kame. Since Medai Raisa, she is placed before him. Paga ba Achay Sukukasa, she is encountering, he is encountering the sister of a woman who is Zakuk, who he is Zakuk to. Meaning, if the Erva here is only an Erva Drabanan, so the sister is still Achay's Zukukasai. Aye, what do you mean the other woman is not Zakuk? Because she's an Erva, but she's only an Erva Midrabanan. So if the Erva status is only Midrabanan, if it's Isser Mitzvah, so then the woman you want to marry is Achoysa Kukasai, Ela Achoysa de Isser Erva. It must be she's the sister of a Mamish Isser Erva, namely a Erva de Oiraisa. Okay. The Gemara continues, Isser Mitzvah Shniyais. What's an Isser Mitzvah Shniyais? Arayis Durabanan. Am I correlate Isser Mitzvah? Why is it called Isser Mitzvah? Why are Durabanans called Isser Mitzvah? Amar Abaye, Mitzvah L'Shmaya Dibrei Chachamim, because it's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the rabbis. So the words of the rabbis are called Mitzvah. Isser Kedusha, Almana L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedyot, V'amai Korilu Isser Kedusha. Why is it called an Isser Kedusha? Dechsev Kedoshim Yihiyu. It says, you shall be holy. And that's referring to the Isurei Kehuna. So now, why does that refer to even Mamzer Li Yisrael? Mamzer Su Nesina Li Yisrael, Ubas Yisrael Lenesino Mamzer. Well, once we incorporated and we refer to Chayvei Lavin as Isser Kedusha, so we refer to other Chayvei Lavin as Isser Kedusha as well, even though they're not technically under the rubric of Kedoshim Tiyu. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Machlef Isser Mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda exchanges Isser Mitzvah. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda learns that Amana L'Kohen Gadol is not Isser Kedusha, but Isser Mitzvah. Grusha V'chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot. That's Isser Mitzvah. V'amai Korle Isser Mitzvah. Because at the end of the of Vayikra, the Chsiv Eileh HaMitzvahis. It says at the end of Vayikra, Eileh HaMitzvahis. Isser Kedusha. Those are the Shniyos Midivrei Sofer. Isser Kedusha are Shniyos. V'amai Korle Isser Kedusha. Why are Shniyos called Isser Kedusha? The reason they're called Isser Kedusha is because anyone who fulfills the rules of the rabbis is called holy. He's called Kadosh. So therefore, the Rabbanans are called Isser Kedusha. So the Gemara has a problem with that. Anyone who's not mekayim the words of the Chachamim, is it holy that you're not called? Rasha nami loy mikri? Are you not called a Rasha? Meaning, the reason why Shniyos is called Kedusha is because if you observe the words of the rabbis, you're called holy, but that implies if you don't observe the words of the rabbis, you're not called holy, but that's not true. Is it accurate to say that someone who doesn't observe the words of the rabbis is called not holy? He's called much worse than that. He's called a Rasha. Ela Amar Rava, Rava says the reason why the words of the Rabbana are called Kadosh is not because Kal HaMekayim Divrei Chacham Nikra Kadosh, but conceptually, Kedusha is when you refrain from something that is mutter to you. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutterlach. Okay, Marv Raboisai, and where I went to yeshiva, Philip, do you remember in Chavetz Chaim, this was called Daf Chaf. Even if you don't know anything about Yevamis, if you want to have a conversation, you just say Daf Chaf. It doesn't mean you know anything on Daf Chaf. But if you say Daf Chaf, that means like, you know, you were alive during Masechta Yevamis. That's like the most basic thing. And when you say Daf Chaf, you mean the next little shtickle. Because the Mishnah says that an Amana, a Kohen Gadol cannot do Yivam to an Amana. And presumably, now an Amana to a Kohen Gadol could sometimes be a Lav, if it's an Amana from Erosin, because a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amana. And if she's an Amana from Nesuin, then it's a lav ase because a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula, and if she is from Nisuin, she's not a Besula. But certainly the other cases in the Mishnah are saying that you do not do Yibam to Chai Ve'lavin, and the big problem is, why in the world not? Why would you not do Yibam to Chai Ve'lavin? After all, we should say ase doi chalois ase. It says Gemara Kapasik V'tani. The Mishnah unqualifiedly says, loishna mina Nisuin, v'loishna mina Erisin. It doesn't matter if the Amana is from Nesu'in, it doesn't matter if she's from Erisin. It says, Gemara, Bishlam, and Nesu'in, Ase, V'loi, Sase. Bishlam, if the Amana is from Nesu'in. So, he's violating an Ase, V'ishav, V'psula, Ha'yikach, and he's violating a Loi, Sase. He can't take an Amana. V'ein, Ase, Doich, Loi, Sase, V'Ase. An Ase cannot push off a Lav, Ase. Elamino, Erisin, but from Erisin, Loi, Sase, Gredohu. It's only a Lav. Yava, Yase, V'yid, Chaloi, Sase. So Toysis has a Gavaldig Akasha. Toysis wants to know, how in the world could you ever do Yibam? Because since a woman cannot have a child, Mibir Rishayna, so what is Matar the Eishasach? Now Toysis doesn't quite ask it like that. Toysis wants to know, on Chai Ve'lavin, how could you do Yibam? But you're not Mekayim the Aseh immediately because she's not Roy Lehisaber. Maybe that's a good point to maybe if we have chance to do Beyond the Amud, maybe Thursday night, maybe we could do that. So Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Rav Gidol said the name of Rav. You know why? Ella min ha'erusin lo yisase greiduhu, an amana from erusin is only alav. Yava yase v'yirchol lo yisase. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, Amar Krav, also Yevimtoi Hashara. It says like this. The pasuk says, if the man does not want to take his Yevama, then his Yevama will go up to the gate and do Chalitza. So the word Yevama appears twice. It says, if the man does not want to take his Yevama, then it should say she goes up to the gate. Why does it say, if a man doesn't want to take his Yevama goes up to the gate? That implies that there is another Yevama who, even though you can't do Yibam, you could do Chalitza. The first Yevama in the Pasuk is a Yevama who could have done Yibam. He doesn't want to do Yibam, but he could have. But there's another Yevama who he couldn't have done Yibam, and we say, do Chalitza. Basically, this rule is, just because you can't do Yibam, it doesn't mean you can't do Chalitza. Which flies in the face of the rule that we know, Kosha Eino Ela LeYibam, Eino Ela LeChalitza. Says the Gemara, Shein Tam Alomar Yevimtoi, Ma Tam Alomar Yevimtoi, Yesh Lecha Yevama, Acheres, there's another Yevama, She'olah L'chalitza and She'olah L'yibam, that goes up for Chalitza and does not go up for Yibam. Says the Rashi, it says in the beginning of the Pasuk, Lo Kachas Es Yevimtoi. So why does it say Yevimtoi again? Because if it would say, V'lo Yach V'etzeh Shalkaz Yevimtoi, V'olsa Hashara, it's mashan that woman who you could have taken in Yibam goes up to Chalitza. But Chai Ve'lavin, that you can't take in Yibam, she doesn't go up in Yibam. Maybe she doesn't go up in Chalitza. So the Chiddush is, no, Yevimtai, even though you don't take her in Yibam, she's still Oilo L'Chalitza. Now, where do we see that you can't do Yibam to a Chai Ve'lavin? Let's see Rashi carefully. De'im kasav lo yach v'etzeh shal kachas as Yevimtai. V'yol sahashara have a mashma da'ahi dekrina ba'la kachas. It's that woman who you're allowed to take, she needs Chalitza. But Chai Ve'lavin, who we don't read it as lo kachas, so then she does not go up for Chalitza. So therefore it says Yevimtai, that there's another Yevama that's Oila L'Chalitza, even though she's not L'Kachas. So the Gemara says, one second, maybe this woman who, even though you don't do Yibam to her, you do Chalitza, are Chai Ve'Krisus. Ve'ima Chai Ve'Krisus. Maybe the Pasuk is saying that there's a woman that even though you don't do Yibam to her, she's not L'Kachas, still she's also L'Shara, you do Chalitza. Says Gemara, no, Amar Kra im lo yach v'itzayish lo kachas. It says if the man doesn't want to take her, that implies if he wanted, he could have. That's the kind of Yevama we're talking about. Someone who, if he wanted to, he could have. Hachaf it's miyabam. But if he wanted to, he could have done Yibam, which implies that the only time you do Chalitza is if you could have done Yibam. So from the beginning of the pasuk we darshan im lo yach boitza ish lo kachas, that you know what kind of woman you do chalitza to? A woman you could have done yibam, but if you couldn't have done yibam, you can't do chalitza. And from the end of the pasuk we darshan, there's another yivama that even though you couldn't have done yibam, you could do chalitza. So the Gemara says, ihachi chai ve'lavin ami, if you want a darshan that anyone who's not Oila L'Yibam is not Oila Chalitza, then Chai Ve'Lavin we should darshan that she's not Oila L'Yibam, and therefore she should not be Oila L'Chalitza, says Gemara, no, HaRabbi Rachmana Yevimtai, we have an extra pasuk of Yevimtai. So basically we have a drasha of Yevimtai, that there is a Yevama, even though you can't take her, you could do Chalitza, and from Imla Yachbaitz we darshan that the reason you do Chalitza to the woman is because you didn't want to do Yibam. But if you couldn't have done Yibam, you can't do Chalitza. So these two drashas fly in the face of each other. Umar Ra'as, why do you see fit to darshan Yevimtai on Chai Ve'Lavin and Imla Yachbaitz on Chai Ve'Krisus? Namely, why do you see fit to darshan Imla Yachbaitz the saying that if you can't do the Yibum, you can't do Chalitza, that's going on Chayvei Krisos. And Yevimta, that even though you can't do Yibum, you could do Chalitza the Chayvei Lavin. So again, I would say, what kind of ridiculous question is that? I have two drashas. I might as well say the more mistabra one by each one, like similar to what the Gemara said earlier. Shadi hatera hater, v'shadi yisuri yisuri. I mean, in other words, you have two drashas. They fly in the face of each other. It's more mistaber that the heter of chalitza is to the chayvei lava, and the yisur of chalitza is to the chayvei krisos. The Gemara says similarly, and we'll go back to this bezus Hashem Thursday night. Mistabra chayvei lava and tafsibu kedushin. It's mistabra chayvei lava and kedushin is taifes, and therefore, even though you don't do yibam, but maybe you could have. And therefore, you're still chayv in chalitza, chayv e krisos loy tafsi bu kedushin, and chayv e krisos kedushin is not toifes. And therefore, it's mestaber tadarshinim lo yachboitz that kol she'eno oyla liyibam eino oyla lechalitza. Now, if you give me permission, we're going to do one paragraph in Rebbe Chanan.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.